The guy who can help you get on the road, like Willie or anybody else, is Michael Oliver. And, you know, Michael, our ag vehicle I've been driving now for nine years, you've kept us on the road, Michael, and, you know, you can get a lot of folks on the road.
Yeah, you drive that vehicle all over the state, Alan. You never know when you're going to see that WKDZ mobile.
Yeah, I've been to Prestonsburg at least three times, and everywhere in between. I tell you what, it's been a great – the Equinox has been a great vehicle for us. So what are people looking for in the car market these days?
Well, I mean, small SUV, they're looking for fuel mileage. You know, everybody's concerned about fuel mileage, you know, because that's a big deal now. So I'd say the hottest thing we have going now is the small SUV. It's a small truck as far as the everyday consumer that we see on the internet or walk, you know, calls we get. That's what they're looking for.
You tell me there's a diesel Silverado right now that's really pretty good out there too.
Yes, we have the half-ton diesel. Has a 3-liter Duramax in it. It gets very, very good fuel mileage. We've got several people out here on the road driving that, and the results I'm hearing back on that, you know, the lowest I think I've heard that a person is, you know, in the mid-20s up into the low 30s, and, you know, that's just unheard of. I'm driving full-size pickup to get, you know, 25, 30 miles a gallon.
That's unbelievable. You know, but that's what's available out there. And obviously that diesel engine, pretty impressive with the Duramax.
Yes, it is. It has a lot of torque. It's a really good engine. It's been proven. And we've had great success with it. The thing is that diesel just sort of intimidates people. You know, that people are like, well, I don't want a diesel. But the diesel they have today, they're not loud. They're quiet. And they're not like the old big diesel that a lot of people are thinking about.
It's like a little old engine's like it. I always like to hear a diesel run myself.
Oh yes, you know, it's an inline 6-cylinder engine. It's very very fuel efficient, very quiet, and we've had tremendous success with it.
You guys getting customers and been a great partner with us on our Ag Edge network as well. You guys are you were talking about down in Tennessee. You guys see folks from all over the country really come through here.
Oh yes, we. You know, with the internet business, we can, you know, we have a capability of getting way, you know, way out in the Midwest and north side. I mean, all around, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 mile radius around Katy's, Kentucky. And it really has expanded the last few years.
Are you able to get the vehicles that you want and people want right now? Or are they still taking a little while to get them in order or what?
There is some vehicles are still taking a lot, you know, time to get them. They are a whole lot better than it was. I mean, it has eased up. The pipeline is opening up where we can get vehicles. It's just there are some that's still hard to get.
Yeah, 2023s and 24s. You still got probably some 23s around somewhere, haven't you?
Well, that's the thing is it's at one time we had 22s, 23s, and 24s on the lot. Okay. Now we have 23s and 24s, and I'm ordering 25s right now. Wow. I already started ordering 25 models on certain models.
Uh-huh. What are you looking for in 25? Anything coming out in 25 that you're excited about?
Well, everybody's still excited about the new Chevrolet Trax and Trailblazer. And then we've got in 24, they have two 24 model Traverses. The new 24 Traverse is going to be a really nice vehicle from what I understand. From what I'm seeing, I have not seen one in person yet. But if it's anything like the previous model, the previous model was great. So the 23 Traverse was fine. And so I look for the 24 to be even better.
You had a 24 Trailblazer out at the Trailblazer. I'm right out at the ag dirt. You talk about a sharp vehicle. The Trailblazer is pretty sharp too.
Yeah, that's a really hot item because you know it starts at you know in the low 20s, mid 20s, on up to 30,000. So you know you're talking a new 24 model, brand new vehicle under warranty for $25,000, $26,000. It's a lot of equipment on it. Really nice. Right, yeah. That's a really, really nice feature.
And that's kind of a return. The Trailblazer was out there for many years, or Blazer, I guess, and then kind of went away, but it's come back and really it seems like people really like it. A lot of people looking at it last Tuesday night.
That's right. Well, the Trailblazer's really nice. If you don't want something quite that small, you know, we've got the Trax. It's a little bit bigger, and they're a little bit more few and far between right now. But the Blazer, the Chevrolet Blazer, if you wanted one bigger than that, that's a really nice vehicle, too. It's you know, it has an older name. A lot of people remember Blazer, but that vehicle's been changed so much over the last few years. I mean, that Blazer's a really nice vehicle.
Yeah, and they're impressive. Equinox, of course, I've driven the Equinox now for the last 9 years, and our company vehicle I'm driving today is an Equinox as well. And my wife has an Equinox. They're pretty nice vehicles, too.
Yeah, the Equinox is very nice. That's a really good seller, the Equinox. And, you know, we have three different models in that now. That's really the RS Equinox has really taken off, and the LT model, and then the Premier also. All three of those are really good vehicles.
So obviously you got a great crew here. We'll come back in just a little bit and talk about your crew. You got a fantastic crew here. Man, I tell you what, every time I come in here, you got more people here, Michael, than the last time.
That's right. And I think Stacy Carnahan wants to talk to you this next time. So when you come back, you can talk to Stacy and get him lined up.
Sounds good. Now, is it Stacy or Dickie? Somebody made the popcorn this morning, too.
I don't know, but I know that was top priority this morning, get Alan popcorn made.
I think we're going to have news on here at 10, so I may have to go get a bag of popcorn, Michael, and enjoy some popcorn. But you do have a great crew here, and they work hard for you at Wildcat Chevrolet. And they're here to really take care of the customers. And you got a great service department. We'll come back and talk about that as well. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.